Pemimpin Partai One Nation, Pauline Hanson, mengatakan bahwa ia telah meminta pengadilan tinggi untuk memutuskan apakah Senator Malcolm Roberts memiliki kewarganegaraan ganda pada saat ia mencalonkan diri untuk parlemen. Senator Roberts mendapatkan tekanan baru setelah situs berita BuzzFeed menerbitkan bukti bahwa Malcolm Roberts telah menandatangani sebuah formulir ketika berusia 19 tahun yang menyatakan bahwa ia adalah seorang warga Inggris. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Greg Dyett. Sampai hari ini Malcolm Roberts bersikeras bahwa ia adalah warga negara Australia. Ia mendapatkan tekanan setelah BuzzFeed menerbitkan dokumen yang menunjukkan bahwa ia pernah menjadi warga negara Inggris. BuzzFeed mengatakan dokumen Departemen Imigrasi tertanggal 5 Mei 1974 memuat tanda tangan Malcolm Roberts di mana dirinya pada saat itu berusia 19 tahun yang menyatakan dirinya sebagai warga negara Inggris dan koloni dari Inggris. Dalam sebuah konferensi pers di Canberra, wartawan BuzzFeed Mark DiStefano mencoba untuk mendapatkan penjelasan dari Malcolm Roberts.
I was a citizen of the UK and colonies. We all know that back in the I'm answering your question. We all know that back then that we were very strong members of the Commonwealth. We still are. We sang "God Save the Queen" till not long before then. I have always thought that I was British, that I was Australian. Always thought that I was Australian.
Excuse me. We
are not going into these matters.
We're not getting into this. As I said, it is a very complex case with regards to Senator Roberts. You don't understand the full situation, so therefore I'm not going to go into this. It will be decided by the High Court. So thank.
Dalam pertukaran pembicaraan dengan Chris Almond dari ABC, Senator Roberts berulang kali menolak untuk mengatakan kapan ia mengisi formulir untuk melepaskan kewarganegaraan Inggrisnya dan membayar biaya yang terkait.
These items, Chris, are now before the will soon be before the High Court, so we won't be discussing them.
It's a very simple question.
It is a very simple question, Chris, and these items will soon be before the High Court. Therefore, we're not making any statements in prejudice. I just gave you a simple answer, Chris.
When did you pay your money in civilian? There's no other.
Are you hard of hearing?
No, there's no other way of revoking your citizenship. What's the problem with telling us now?
The problem I've already discussed is that the media have misrepresented Chris, and that's the case even with the ABC.
Sementara itu, Senator Nick Xenophon mengatakan bahwa masalah tersebut tampaknya layak dipertimbangkan oleh pengadilan tinggi.
We believe there is sufficient evidence for this matter to go to the High Court. These are important issues. The Court of Disputed Returns needs to look at these issues in relation to Section 44. That is not to say that we have formed an opinion one way or the other as to whether Senator Roberts has breached Section 44, but we believe that the paper trail that the matters presented indicate that it ought to go to the Court of Disputed Returns.